The Supreme Court today heard oral arguments in a lawsuit challenging the Affordable Care Act. More than 100,000 Mainers currently rely on the ACA for insurance, either through the marketplace or Medicaid expansion. Some estimates project that Maine would experience the highest increase in the uninsured rate in the country if the ACA were to be struck down. But the decade-old federal law has changed the U.S. healthcare system in other ways. Patty White reports on what's at stake for Maine if the law is repealed.
Patricia Washburn is a technical writer, an IT contractor based in Portland. It's contract work, so it doesn't come with employer-based insurance.
I've always been open to jobs with benefits, and occasionally I get them. But the way the industry works, there a lot of the jobs out there are these contracts.
Washburn relies on the Affordable Care Act's marketplace for insurance. She says it allows her to keep a great job and work from home, something she did even before the coronavirus pandemic because she has a disability and uses a wheelchair.
Healthcare access through the ACA has enabled me to remain productive even though my physical mobility has declined.
Washburn is one of more than 62,000 Mainers who currently buy insurance through the Affordable Care Act's marketplace. She could lose it if the U.S. Supreme Court decides the entire law is unconstitutional. It would end the federal subsidies that more than 80% of Mainers who purchase marketplace plans rely on, says Kate Endy of Consumers for Affordable Healthcare. And federal funding for Medicaid expansion, which covers 90% of the TAB, would also disappear. Nearly 65,000 Mainers have coverage through that program.
The ACA it's very far-reaching, and so to just completely get rid of it would, you know, cause chaos within our healthcare system.
State lawmakers have taken steps to shield Mainers from threats to dismantle the ACA. Last year, Governor Janet Mills signed a bill that enshrines some of the ACA's protections into state law. Things like requiring insurance companies to cover essential health benefits, allowing young adults to stay on their parents' plans until age 26, and barring insurers from denying coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. Maine's law protects some people, says Endy, but not everyone.
There's obviously still gaps that remain, which is why having that federal legislation is so important.
One of those gaps involves the fact that not all employer-based insurance is regulated by the state. A little more than half of private sector employees in Maine work for companies with self-insured plans, which are regulated by the federal government.
And so they don't have to follow all of Maine's laws. So we would still have people with employer coverage that could be subject to, you know, a pre-existing condition exclusion, for example.
The potential loss of protections and coverage are perhaps the biggest, most obvious issues at stake for consumers. But the ripple effects would extend to other areas of the healthcare system, says Jeff Austin of the Maine Hospital Association.
The secondary impact is on providers, particularly hospitals that sort of have the unique obligation to treat the uninsured.
Austin says the ACA has helped reduce hospital losses from charity care. And the prospect of patients losing coverage is especially concerning during a pandemic.
But even in a non-pandemic environment, people get sick, and if they can't pay, that falls to the hospital bottom line as a loss. And given the circumstances of a slowed-down economy, and there was 6 months where hospitals weren't doing very much in anticipation of a COVID spike, it would be a real financial hardship.
The ACA is also responsible for measures to improve quality, from data collection to payment methods that reward or penalize hospitals and providers. And Kate Endy says the law has touched other aspects of life, from requiring nutrition information on menus in chain restaurants, to ensuring nursing mothers have a private space to pump breast milk at work, to free annual checkups and flu shots.
Most people would be impacted by repealing the ACA in some way.
And for racial and ethnic minorities, a repeal of the law would exacerbate disparities in care. Lisa Saga-Basin of Wabanaki Public Health says more Indigenous people in Maine and across the country are insured now, thanks to the ACA.
It's critical in serving thousands, if not more, Indigenous people. And so in moving forward, if this should go away, we just have a greater disparity, a disparity that we've already experienced through generations of having inadequate health coverage and care.
The executive director of Lewiston-based New Mainers Public Health Initiative, Abdul Karim Saeed, says before the ACA, immigrants often had to go to emergency rooms for care, but now they get treatment from primary care doctors.
It will increase again the gaps that existing before.
The Affordable Care Act has faced challenges twice before in the Supreme Court. Justices have until June to issue a decision on the current lawsuit. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.